Well, welcome back to a special episode of the Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. There's been a change here, and my guest today is Dave Archer, who's going to discuss it. Dave, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Joe.
Please go ahead and tell the listeners what's going on with the security team.
Okay, well, there is a change that's been made. A couple of months ago, we were looking at changing our contract security provider, who was Universal Protection Services. We've located and interviewed and gone through the bid process with a company called Group 4 Secure Solutions, G4S. They are also, as UPS is, a national organization. They're headquartered out of Florida, but has a very, very large contract base here in Southern California, San Diego, Los Angeles, Orange County. Not so much here in the Valley yet. We are their largest account out here in the Valley, now that we have decided to go with them. One of the things that really piqued our interest and the board's interest was the level of training that G4 gives their personnel. It goes way far and above the standard requirement of BSIS for security guard training. The other issue that G4 brings to the table is the quality of personnel that they bring to the properties that they service. For instance, you're going to see some more mature men and ladies on patrol, and these men and women have either a background in law enforcement as a retired law enforcement officer, or they have a background in military in the special ops realm, which would be Army Special Services, Special Operations, Navy SEALs, etc. So their understanding of chain of command, their understanding of orders. Also, they mostly have at least a criminal justice degree. So they have quite a bit of knowledge and capability. So we're excited to have them on board. Now, that doesn't mean that people are going to be pulled out of the wind wings of their vehicles and thrown to the ground and handcuffed. That's not at all the issue. In fact, they just bring a higher level, I think, of professionalism to our community.
Mm-hmm. In fact, do you think the residents will notice any change?
Oh, yeah. They'll notice a change, all right. We decided to change everything we could so the visual change would be readily apparent. We're having them different uniforms. They're going to be tan slacks and forest green polo shirts for the summer for the patrol drivers. And the opposite for the gates, they'll be wearing the forest green slacks, trousers, and the tan shirts there at the gate. Additionally, we're currently running Ford Escapes and a Toyota Tacoma pickup truck. We're going to be using brand new Dodge Chargers for the two patrol vehicles and a brand new Chevy Colorado for the supervisor vehicle for the truck.
I see. So the changes will be noticeable.
Absolutely. Both in equipment as well as the quality of personnel.
Now, when does this new team take over?
Well, the new team actually is going to take place pretty quickly, within a week or so.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Another thing that's happened that listeners are interested in is the fire in the house that occurred a couple of weeks ago. Do you have anything you can tell us about that?
Well, I did call the fire chief about 2-3 weeks ago. It was an ongoing investigation at that time. And I just spoke with Ben Guitron, which is our liaison officer for NDOPD, and Ben informed me that it is still somewhat of an ongoing investigation, although they pretty well ruled out any criminal involvement, i.e. arson or something of that nature. And they do suspect, but nothing official has been said, they do suspect that it was the charger on a golf cart. And the reason I say that is that even the night of the fire when I was on property, one of the captains who had responded said they'd responded to a couple, three or four of those that past month that had definitely been started by the golf cart chargers. So the word out would be don't leave your golf carts on the chargers overnight. And if they're internal, to the golf cart, I would unplug them and put them in the morning where you can keep somewhat of an eye on them and be a little more aware of what's going on.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this update with us. We'll be in touch as there are other developments.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for listening. We'll be in touch with another podcast shortly.